How does your mood impact your results? Why did I tell you that story? Because without your safety and good health, being an entrepreneur is a whole lot harder.
There are
three critical lessons we must learn to consistently play at the top of our game. The first lesson we must learn to consistently play at the top of our game to win at entrepreneurship is we must remain hyper alert to our mood. The legendary Oscar Robertson, a business leader, business owner, in the Basketball Hall of Fame, succinctly wrote, "The biggest obstacle to your success is you." So when I went to lunch with Shabash, he asked me, "Why did you become an entrepreneur?" I gave him the professional answer: to make lives better, profitable, and prosperous. However, the real reason is that I was pissed off. Why? Because people deserve better. You deserve better. So picture a pyramid. You have a pyramid in mind? Okay. Now divide that pyramid horizontally into four sections. So the top section is your motivation and inspiration. Motivation has a relationship with inspiration. The next section lower is your attitude. The next section lower is your mindset. The next section below that is your mood and subconscious. Your mood has a relationship with your subconscious. The top, motivation and inspiration, is your top line in your business. Then as we flow down, your bottom line is your mood and subconscious. So how do all those relate? Your motivation and inspiration are related, but your motivation controls your attitude. Your attitude controls your mindset. Your mindset controls your mood. And mood has a relationship with your subconscious. I'm going to focus on motivation and inspiration and attitude and mindset, mood, and subconscious. But what I want you to know about each one of those is going to be varying. I'm really going to really hone in on your mindset and your mood. And I'll tell you why in a little while. Your motivation and inspiration. Each one of you here came here because of some reason. You're motivated, you were inspired to come here, and that is your own reason. Whatever that reason is. And you know, if you decide to start a business, or if you already are a business owner, you have to keep feeding that motivation and inspiration of why you started, or why you evolved. Or if you're a business professional, why are you there? What's getting you to get up and go there every day? What is your motivation and inspiration? So that's yours. Next is your attitude. What I am going to focus on is your mindset. Your mindset is the way you think. Or what you think. The way you think or what you think. And it's critical that we think. Because as we think, that's what controls our mood. Our subconscious has a relationship with the mood, which is the bottom line. And why am I focusing on that? Because the bottom line is what causes you to behave the way you behave. It causes you to do the things that you do